It's Revocation Radio with Derek Minor featuring Urban Rescue. And that's new music. It's called Walls on your Thursday edition of The Morning Overload. It's 8:52, and we hope you're having a fantastic morning. We thank you for tuning in, as always. Please let us know. Look, man, it's ministry first here at Revocation Radio. Our goal is to show you love and to be here for you and really to do whatever we can to let you know the love of Christ. I mean, honestly, you know, we love playing music, but our number one goal is to pray for you, to connect you with other ministries, and find a solution. And that's why, for us, it's such an honor, and it's a really cool thing to have a licensed professional counselor as a business rev partner to really go hand-in-hand with us, somebody that has done the work and somebody who has been through it. And, you know, herself, the whole reason Angela Hayes is a licensed professional counselor is because somebody made a difference in her life. And I can't stress that enough, because that right there, that's the ultimate way. It's like I was talking with somebody yesterday or the other night. We did a banquet for a place called Ann's New Life Center. And what they do is they help stop abortions. It's a lot like Save a Life. They're very similar. And talking about nurses and things like that. And there's a lot of young ladies that get into nursing now because it's a well-paying job. Not because they care about people, but because it's a well-paying job. For you, you were in a completely different career field.
I was.
And God impacted you in your life enough through the counselor that you had in your downtime that this is what you do now, and this is what you feel called. And in your life, the fulfillment that God has given you doing this compared to your old career, what's the comparison?
There. Peace?
Oh, there you go. Peace is good, because career fields can create a lot of anxiety, can't they?
I'm joyful. I love helping people go into my office. It never feels like work, even when clients, maybe it's a more difficult client or just a long day. It's not this. It's still fulfilling,
right? Regardless, you're
always. I
still
feel like I made a difference,
right? Oh, that's just awesome.
And spoke life into somebody that day.
There you go. So what we're dealing with now is coping strategies, and we shared one with you. We actually shared two with you. First off, disputing irrational thoughts. We want to dispute those, push them to the side. Don't let what might happen and what's only happened to a small percentage of people dominate and rule your minds. Mm-hmm. Put something hard out there, and also some of God's promises too. That's a beautiful strategy.
Yeah, like not that we don't have a spirit of fear, but of sound mind.
Amen.
That is
Amen.
One promise that, or don't be anxious for anything, but be prayerful.
Amen. Amen. And so in managing anxiety, you know, what's kind of funny is it's amazing that scripture helps us get through life, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just what a shock.
Because it's God breathed.
And speaking of breathing, that is this strategy. That is this method. And so this is one that you use a lot all throughout.
Yes.
Adults and children. So we heard the adult side of it. Now, as far as the comparison goes for kids, is there a difference in the way that you manage this?
Well, you have to make it more fun for kids.
Right, okay.
Like I have an 8-year-old, and when she starts to, you know, get a little worked up, maybe not anxious, but just a little bit, okay, you know, even overly excited, I'll say, okay, let's just breathe. Let's do something fun here. And we'll stand up and we'll just breathe in, and then we'll hold it, and then we'll breathe out, and then we'll shake a little bit because, you know, she's 8. Get out that energy, and then we'll do it again. And it calms her down.
So the fun little movements and stuff like that.
Like I make it fun for kids in my office that see me too. Like I'll say, hey, let's try this together, and we'll breathe together, and then we'll go and we'll just make it like almost like a game. Like, let's see how many times we can do this exercise. Can you do it more times than Miss Angela? And, you know, just make it fun.
And doing that, it really takes their mind off of it, right?
And they use it. Their parents tell me they use it. They've started breathing, even as little as 5.
Kids absorb everything.
Yes,
and it is,
they're sponges.
So amazing. It's so cool to see that they'll take that. And to get them in at such an early age, what are, you know, to piggyback off of this, what are some indicators that maybe your 5 to 8-year-old should go see some counseling?
I don't usually, let me just say, my specialty is not children.
Right.
I see if families are already seeing me and they want to bring their child in. So, for instance, if they're a couple, that most of the kids I see are because they have a child that they feel is worried. Like one little girl I saw was anxious, like her stomach started hurting. during mealtime. She was she just was starting to say that she was afraid of certain things, and so her parents were concerned because it just kept happening. So we just worked on some breathing and talking through it, and some fun little coping skills that she can use.
Was it crowd anxiety, or what do you think?
I think it was because there had been a divorce.
Oh, okay.
And a new family situation, and we talked about how her family looks now, and that you know, just really talked about how she was feeling. But I do it with little games in the office with children.
Well, we'll play a game with Zach in a second, but first I want to, we'll come back to it, because I want to have a second to disconnect and be fresh going into it, and everything dropped and not thinking about it. But we want to do this because we love having the opportunity to talk to you and address the things that you're thinking about and dealing with. And you can still text in 805 to text us. That's 805-283-9887. And don't think that, you know, with the end of the 8 o'clock hour, if we get more questions, we'll carry Angela over into the 9 o'clock hour, because, I mean, this is important to me. I think this is a big deal when we get this monthly session with Angela in the studio to be able to address some things for you. So Josh says this. He says, my wife has severe anxiety, and she allows it to get to her so much that it can even put her into a depression. She will even put herself physically into a corner in a closed room, and it can be as simple as a fight between her parents or his parents, and then, or just between the stress that comes with being the mother of a two-year-old, which, understand that. So, and he wants to know, how can we handle that better and make it happen less? So how can she have that anxiety less?
She could, this would be a the perfect intervention with the breathing.
Right.
If she can get her, if she does remove herself from the situation, which is not a bad thing that
right.
she removes herself from the situation. There is a great app, and I love it. It can teach people how to breathe, because even if I show them in the office, it reiterates how to breathe. It's called the Calm app, and it's right on your phone. You can download it. It's free. And she can start doing the breathing exercises that I talked about just a few minutes ago on the segment, and also use the app, because the app actually does almost like a circle for the breathing, and it can get your mind off of what's going on. She can also imagine a square. It's called square breathing, for when she breathes, the line goes up and across, and you can do a whole square with the breathing. So, but it's really important that if Josh, you're there with her, that you can talk her through it, or tell her, okay, just take a minute, let's do some breathing, and you can learn to do some of this breathing with her, because it will naturally start to calm her mind down. Another way is if she gets herself, like with the two-year-old, it's kind of difficult, so she might have to step into the bathroom and do it. Or if she can take the two-year-old outside. If she can, exercise is also great for managing anxiety. So if it's a situation where you're home and she can get out and take a walk and do some exercise that way, that will help a lot with anxiety. There's been research that shows that running and or actually physical cardio exercise can relieve anxiety also.
It's amazing how God made us to have everything working together to help eliminate the bad things that are coming
mm-hmm.
in.
Mm-hmm.
And just like you're talking about, doing something natural, doing something that is good for you and your body, and taking
mm-hmm.
care of your temple
mm-hmm.
can help eliminate the negativity that's in there.
Yes.
That's pretty awesome. All right, so we talked about this and we lined it up. We wanted to make sure that we were okay with this before we agreed to do it on air. So we asked Zach off air if he deals with any kind of anxiety, and if we want to do kind of a test run of a breathing exercise here. And so, you know, I would love to see, you know, this is a sample of kind of what happens in the office with Angela. So let's say Zach comes in, he's 19, and he's dealing with a little bit of anxiety. Angela, how would you approach that and take him through this breathing coping strategy?
Well, of course, we do all the new client paperwork, Zach.
We've already got that out the way.
So, yeah, that's out of the way.
So now I'm going to teach you how to breathe, Zach. So okay. Sit comfortably in your chair. Okay.
I don't think that's possible.
Well,
and these chairs are not.
Yeah, they're not great.
Okay. Do you know where your abdomen is? Put your.
Yes.
He does now.
After Bauman showed me.
Okay. Put your hand there so you can see that it's happening. Okay. So first, let's take in six breaths. Now, I'm not going to, and you're going to hold those. You're going to inhale six, and you're going to hold it. And you're going to imagine while we're doing this, and then you're going to exhale six.
Okay.
So it's inhale six, hold, exhale six. And you're going to imagine, you can imagine almost anything. You can imagine a safe place. People imagine you, the square breathing is imagining the square as you're doing these breaths. But you can imagine almost anything that makes you feel calm. So it can be, I don't know, it could be a field. It can be the beach. It can be anything. So first we're going to do breathe in six. Breathe in six. Hold that. And then breathe out six. And then we're going to do it again. Breathe in six. Hold it. And then breathe out six. Okay, we're going to do it probably rotation of four. Do it again. Breathe in six. Really take a good breath, hold it, then you're going to breathe out six. Okay, one more time. Breathe in a full six, breathe it in good. Hold it, and breathe out six. And that's how I would show somebody how to breathe in my office.
So, Zach, as you're sitting there doing that, I mean, and obviously, you know, this was a moment on the radio. I don't know if you have been feeling any kind of anxiety.
Oh, for sure. This is actually a good week for it.
A good week for it. Okay.
I've been planning a lot of, I've been talking to you about it. I've been
right,
a
yeah.
lot of youth events and stuff at work. And I'm preaching this Sunday morning, and next Sunday morning I might be preaching. So there's a lot of things going everywhere in college and coming here and making stuff, you know, this video. And it's just everything.
Right.
So, you know, I get to where it's so stressful with everything going on that I do feel that anxiety and that, like, I have to get this done or else this is going to happen. If I don't do this, then what are they going to think? And all these other different things that, you know, really don't matter. But in my mind, because of that stress, I feel like they do.
Right.
I'll do it. My leg will start shaking. And all this stuff. But it does, wow. It does just relax. Like, that breathing just made me feel so, like, calm. Like she said, like, calm and relaxed and loose.
And what did you focus on?
I did the square. I did like the little line going around it, and I was like, "That's a square." You don't think about anything else.
And now that you're aware of this method, you're going to think of it later today or whenever that next feeling hits you.
Yeah.
It also brings clarity. There's been medical studies showing that it will also bring clarity to your brain, and you can also feel energy because the oxygen is working again through your brain. Because with anxiety and worry, it takes it away. So. There's also research that proves that too. So hopefully throughout the day, Zach, if you do this breathing, you'll start to even have a clearer mind and your energy level might even be increased a little bit too. Naturally, I mean, without maybe caffeinated beverages or
right.
anything.
Yeah. We do like the caffeination though.
Yes, caffeination's great, but.
But one of the things I really like about that as we closed the segment here is the simplicity of that.
Yes.
Like not overthinking, not trying to,
no.
you know, like, oh, we want you to get to Zen. Well, what's Zen? Where is that place? You know, and that takes years and years. Well, why should it take me years and years to get to a place of calm and peace when you can do something so simple and focus on that square?
Wow. And you can also do it with a mantra. Some people have a little mantra they do, and that would be more, or you could do a scripture with it too, like something you're thinking about. It's whatever's going to put your mind at peace so you're not thinking about. So in your case, doing the video or preaching. So it just relieves your mind of that for a minute and brings it back into focus so you can focus on what you need to do and calm you down at the same time.
Yes, ma'am.
Awesome stuff. Angela Hayes Counseling. That is H-A-Y-E-S, not Haynes, Hayes. Angela Hayes Counseling. And, of course, she's tagged on our social media today in particular. So managing anxiety. If you have any questions or anything, you can call into the show. We'll connect you. No problem at all. 205-402-4267. That's 205-402-4267. Or text in 805 to text us. That's 805-283-9887. If we get anything between now and the next segment of the show, we'll go ahead and skip the top 5 and 9 countdown. And Angela's going to continue to hang out. If you have anything, we will definitely take care of you. It's the Morning Overload, Revocation Radio.